You recording? Everybody's here? Okay. All right, Project Tulip. I can't tell you how many times this agreement has gone back and forth between the two parties. Red line after red line after red line after red line. This morning, there were two versions. This is the version that I received just prior to lunch. Barring any other comments or corrections to it, this is the version that will go to council tomorrow's 11 o'clock meeting. That's one of the reasons I was unable to give it to you well in advance. I fully expect another version to come out between now and 11 o'clock. What my goal today is to explain the aviation portion, which will not change. The other stuff, the business deal, the grant, the clawback provisions, all that stuff is in this document. And it's double referenced, and it's, I urge you to spend some time and take a look at it tonight. I'll go over it as best I can, but I would also encourage you to show up tomorrow's 11 o'clock meeting at City Council and voice any concerns that you may have. But as far as this meeting goes, let's keep our aviation hats on. And,
what portion is that, a 9 point?
Well, which portion, the aviation portion?
The aviation portion, we're talking.
I believe it's section 9.
Starts on page 23 of that. 9.1.
Those are the aviation provisions. When you go to section, it's under contingencies, section 13.1.1. That's on page 31. That describes the actual payment of the parcels. There's interim leases. There's final leases. let me jump through it. Basically, the agreement you have in front of you is called the Economic Incentive and Acquisition Agreement. Within there, it describes an access agreement, which gives American Fresh Farms 30 days to take a look at things and maneuver, and either party can cut its ties and walk from the access agreement. There's an interim lease. It's a 40-year interim lease. The interim lease is designed to accommodate the application to the FAA to release the property for a fee simple purchase. If it were just a simple lease, it would take about 30 to 45 days to get approved by the FAA. It would only be done locally in Orlando, but because the city is looking to purchase it from the airport, the city is going to purchase it from the airport. They want to do a fee simple purchase. It's got to be approved by the FAA, which means there's a lengthy application process. We have to justify it, and just the revenue received just doesn't alone justify it. We have to come up with some better answers. There's a review period in Orlando. There's a review period in Washington, D.C. They have to publish it in the public record for a month, Federal Registry. And then we should get an answer back. My guess is 6 months. It could take longer depending on complications.
You said the city had to purchase from the airport.
Yeah.
I thought the city owned it.
The airport owns it. You have to, when you think about the airport in this deal, you have to think about the airport as a standalone entity in the eyes of the FAA. The city is the sponsor of the airport, but the airport actually owns the property, or at least the encumbrances on the property set the airport aside from the city proper. So, the way the deal's working out, the city's gonna purchase the property from the airport, and then the city will in turn lease it to American Fresh Farms. That lease will be another 40-year lease, and my understanding is once the city recoups its investment into the whole deal, that it can in turn sell it for fair market value or lease it to American Fresh Farms after that date. But I'm not entirely too clear on that, I apologize. I'm focusing on the airport stuff. When it comes to the airport, we're getting fair market value. And on the two parcels, there are two parcels to this. It's about 135 acres. Fair market value is $3.375 million, $3,375,000. There is a $700,000 credit on that, and that credit is based on the frontage of the property to Southwest 67th Avenue, and that percentage of frontage compared to the rest of the airport property, divided by the total cost of the project, comes out to about $700,000. And we're able to offset that fair market value, or the city's able to offset that fair market value payment to the airport based on what they're paying to build the road. So it ends up being $2,675,000 will be the direct cash payment to the airport, or cash transfer, I should say. And we can use that for operations, grant match. We could fund other projects with it, but it wholly stays within the airport budget for as long as we have it.
What about the possibility of using that money to buy extra land to expand the runway?
We can do that. Absolutely. We can use it for grant match. We can use it to buy other property, fee simple, on the south end of the airport.
Well, then that figure would be 3.7?
That property down there?
No, I mean, we would have available.
$2,675,000.
2.7.
Yes. Yeah. And with, 5% matching requirement on FAA grants, we can leverage a lot of projects with that. Even the interest alone will do well for us based on our small operational expenditures. So, so you've got the economic incentive and acquisition agreement, the access agreement, which gives them 30 days to walk on the property and take a look at things or do their due diligence. The interim lease, which it's 40 years, that satisfies American Fresh Farms investors. The interim lease accounts for getting the fee simple purchase approved by the FAA. After that, it would kick into a final lease. They would negotiate the final lease of 40 years. There's also an navigation easement in the document that fully protects the airport and aviation, both current and future. In the actual agreement, there are height restrictions, use restrictions, prohibited uses. I have to look them all up. There's about five of them.
What about the reflection off the glass that was considered?
That will be part of section 9.5, no hazard. No portion of any facility may be a hazard to any current or future aerial navigation. A subparagraph to that is the notice of proposed construction, 7460, that would be filed to the FAA for the review. The FAA says no, then they would deem it a hazard.
The
project wouldn't go.
They weren't growing tomatoes by September. Now they're clearly not going to be growing
tomatoes. They wanted to do it by December.
The FAA could take longer than that.
Well, that's why.
Okay,
the review of the construction phase should take 30 to 45 days. That's going to be a separate application to the FAA. The lease, the 40-year lease, the interim lease, allows them to go forward and do their planning and actually be on the property. They won't be able to construct anything until they get those approvals. So those approvals will happen in 30, 45 days. After that, they can start building and we work on the fee simple. The local approvals won't take that much time. And I don't foresee a problem with the greenhouse glass and the reflectivity, I don't see that as being a problem. Only because there are solar panels and other similar structures at other airports. I think it's a mitigatable construction project. I had concerns over the water storage, but I don't think those are going to be concerned because they have to be covered and protected. They can't be exposed. They can't have bacteria growing in it because everything's going to be super clean inside the greenhouses. So from a construction perspective, I don't foresee any red flags.
At one point in time, there was a need to do this at the airport because of the economic zone, some opportunities to get the property being whatever the zone was. Is that still a factor in terms of what they're doing? Is that a longer factor?
I don't think
to me, what, you know, I really haven't had much time to push this out of PCS and other people that work on it, but to me, if there's actually money going to change hands in something like this from the city to us, why don't you just go buy a piece of farmland down the road and be done with it and not use land that, from a practical standpoint, is extremely unique.
I understand what you're saying. I believe it's the additional incentives that the city can offer because it's airport property and not a third-party private farm.
Well, they could buy a third-party private farm.
Okay, but this is an accounting.
Okay.
Well, is it really an accounting entry, or is there actually going to have to be cash put up? It'll have to be transferred.
He thought it was about cash being put up.
The city is transferring $2.7 million into the airport budget. There is also a grant from the city to American Fresh Farms for $1 million. There are clawback provisions within the document. There are certain performance goals that AFF needs to meet. Otherwise, they're repaying a portion of that. Those details, I think, will be vetted out at tomorrow's meeting.
Let me ask a question. You said that the meeting is tomorrow.
Yes, at 11 o'clock.
You would present to them, or are they going to even ask what the result of the meeting we have here is?
Whatever the board decides, it will be presented to them, but I would hope that the board would be present at the meeting as well to answer or represent your own motion.
Well, you are going to represent the board, and the board is that's why we're here. What's your recommendation?
I think from the fair market value perspective, the $2.6 million is fair. I would rather see a long-term lease than a fee simple purchase. I don't think that would happen. Second best option is the cash payment. As long as that money stays within the airport budget, I'm in favor of the project.
When will we have an opportunity to make a presentation to you on that? Now?
Sure. My presentation was just to go through the highlights of the document and then ask for a motion of approval on the airport specific requirements.
Let's look at a hypothetical. I mean,
sure.
This is the other thing that we're here. Hypothetically, what happens in a year or 2 years? Boeing. Maybe. Somebody in the aviation wants to locate a facility, and for some reason we happen to be in the right kind of spot or whatever, and they came looking and we had tied up all our land growing tomatoes on it. What if a large opportunity for an aviation or side industry came along and we weren't able to fulfill that? We're talking not a year, two, three, four, but you know, look at this airport now and look at 25 years ago, there's a world of difference. So only, nobody can predict the next 25 years.
Sure.
It could be radically different. And there could be a
well, there's.
And that's the thing you always go for. So for 100 jobs, they'll pay very much. They've inflated the numbers some, and done some other things. But, clearly when they first started, there was most of the 100 people who worked there. There were hourly people are involved in tending the crop. So, I mean, it's not as good as doing on the shore. But that's between them
Well, to answer your question, there's still 200 acres north of this proposal of phase one and phase two.
And they want some of that also, right?
They don't, not north of it. There's still 200 acres to the north, and then we still have all of the aviation property east of the new road. And there's 200 to 300 on that side of the road, between, you know, space for hangar and apron and whatnot. I think in your scenario, I think we'd be able to adequately address a Boeing, a Gulfstream, or some other large company that wanted to come onto the airport.
The piece of land that we're talking about, you practically couldn't taxi an airplane to it because you'd be crossing a public road anyway, correct?
Correct.
Well, the kind of industry we're talking about there, taxi airplanes back and forth all the time, that could be...
Well, yeah, but
you could have a you could have some of it over on... Yeah.
Right.
But
we're talking about non-aviation property.
On the west
on their side?
Yes.
Yeah.
West of the road. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's obviously hypothetical, not what would happen on the road. As opposed to a tomato patch that could be essentially located anywhere in the county.
I don't know if that's a true statement because there's economic incentives at the location that the city can offer that if you go outside the city.
But I'm saying, in terms of economic incentives that we may or may not want to offer as a city,
they've cut their project down by about 50%. There's only a phase one, phase two, phase three, and four mentioned here, but this agreement only covers about half of what you saw.
If it worked for the city or the state or somebody giving them something for nothing, it would work just as well on any piece of property you can see on that map outside here. I mean, there's nothing unique about our plan.
There's incentives, but I think the city is recouping its costs. Was it 9.8 years?
Something like that, yeah. 9.9 years estimated. The city's total incentive for the two phases is $4.8
million. Yeah, I don't like incentives to this extent. And the last time the city involved in one of these kind of things was the old famous dirt patch on the square. So I haven't got over that yet. So I'm not in favor. But that's my opinion.
That's fine.
From the standpoint of the other, I just see it. I just thought, like, I see it from the standpoint of past history and it's just important. Mm-hmm. Anybody else has one? They'll have to make that decision.
What's the upside of the city other than recuperating its investment?
Well, it's going to kickstart the industrial park. It's going to create several hundred construction jobs in the interim and hopefully some indirect jobs as well related to the industry.
Could certainly do that. I mean, if you get the choice, maybe if you got packaging, so these other packaging material, transportation.
It's called Corollary. Bring utilities in there immediately, too.
And they do the packaging on site and the trucking out of here. We're hoping ultimately one day maybe that the aviation component, you know, if it takes off.
They're going to be flying, man.
We'll put a few in the back of your plane.
Economics don't work flying today.
Well, I can't speak for the board.
Well, the rich executives will be flying their leadership.
But I want to speak as an individual from the board, and I would like the following things to be considered. First place, in aviation, we're so regulated and disciplined. You don't fly an airplane unless you've got the hours, you've got the license, you've got this, you've got the qualifications and everything else. And yet here we're putting some millions of dollars, and I would hope that the city or the county has looked into the qualifications of these applicants to see whether or not they've got a history of qualification, have run the business, have had these kinds of experiences, and know where in the hell they're going. Financial, business-wise, the growing of tomatoes in the heart of the tomato country is very questionable. And this is the breadbasket of the
loss.
Terry.
Yeah.
Thank you. Sorry. This is the, well, thank you. This is the breadbasket or the garden basket of the area. And growing tomatoes, if we were up in Minneapolis or someplace, I would say fine. The loss of the land and the potential in the future, to me, is of great concern. We're giving away, even though it doesn't seem at this point to be a problem. Another thing I'm thinking about it is it's a non-irrigation function, which shows a red flag up immediately. Talking about a glass building, it's hurricane country. What happens if we had a hurricane come right through here, blocked up a bunch of airplanes and everything else? What does it do to a glass building? We're going to have glass all over hell half acre in our airport.
They have taken that into consideration. It is the same as automotive glass. If you ever strike your windshield, it breaks into small fragments. I think they've addressed that.
The buildings themselves, I'm much concerned because I don't know what there is. Water storage, we're all fighting water storage now. I can only water my lawn once a week now. And here these guys are running millions of gallons. What happens? What is the performance bond if they go bust? All of a sudden we find that there's a fence and a lock and we've got a bunch of crazy buildings that are hard to use for anything else. And, you know, I know that there's some codicils in there for that, but it was just one of the questions that I had. The condition of the area is going to be destroyed as far as normal use for buildings or roads or anything else because they're going to be, it's going to be completely foreign to whatever we're doing. So I would have to say that in all fairness, for the consideration of all the rest of it and the very questionable approach to all these years of return and possibilities and watch it, it sounds like an Obama presentation, for Christ's sake. Nothing but promises and conversation and nothing else. I'm afraid that as one of the members, I would have to vote negative on the program.
Yeah, I think a couple of points you bring up are valid, but you know, giving, you know, looking at the whole thing, the idea behind the industrial park and the property on the other side is not necessarily aviation related. If it were a manufacturer to manufacture some kind of composites or smaller uses of the property that would be considered standard industrial uses, I don't think I have any kind of problem with that. This is just an agricultural use that may not fit in with the property. And I think a lot of those safeguards you're talking about, for instance, I know just from what I know that they're not pumping millions of gallons of water out and using it. They're recycling hydroponic solutions and that they're claiming not to use a whole bunch of water. But they're going to use water because if tomatoes end up being wet and they get shoved away, so that there's water content in tomatoes.
Lots of
when they get too grown. You don't believe it's that way out in the sun for a while. It's how small it gets.
You know, but for the, my piece is, but for the incentives. You know, if you came in here and said, we're going to sell this land at fair market value, period, for this business, I'm trying to determine whether the board should take into consideration the incentives or not. You know, because I think there's two questions. You know, one is the financial viability of it. And the second is just the use of it. And if are we really to, is it our role to opine on the financial viability? That seems to be the city's role, and not ours. Ours is, we're supposed to have the aviation hat on. And I don't like incentives either because I don't think it, philosophically, I have a problem because it's an unlevel playing field. You know, if there's a competitor that has to go out and buy from Farmer Jones, he's at a competitive disadvantage for people to deal with the city and get basically the thing paid for. They're paying for the land out of taxes and electricity, which every other competitor uses, so they get, it's just coming right back. back to them with a more of a land versus that.
Well, EIF and city of Disney is not, our company received them, that's what they are, like, in the scheme of things, but in terms of basically how electricity we use, the city recaptured it within a very short period of time. That's when I had one tree, now we're in three, so I need to.
I think the city learned a lot.
Depends that.
Yeah, Terry, what we were talking about, Terry whispered, what would Harvey do, reference to my father, who served on the board, well before your time, for probably 20 years.
Harvey, he was here for a while, he was here when I got here.
Yeah, a long time.
I've been here a while.
I've been here an age. Very conservative guy.
Very conservative, looking conservative in the dictionaries.
But he, one thing he did, he was a believer in selling something, the first piece of a piece of property, less than what you might get, because it would incentivize, it would encourage the development of the rest of it. Jumpstart, whatever he was doing. So he did that a number of times. It was kind of a philosophy. So I don't have a problem with that aspect of it, because I think it will, if it's successful, will jumpstart the park. If it's not, the city has got, and I haven't read the document, but I know they learned a lot from the situation, and they're not going to let that happen again. Clawback, as you call it.
Like an interjection, if you go to page 14, it's the financial information. There's a complete vetting even after the agreement, and if they don't pass that, it still can be dead in the water. So.
Yeah,
there's a lot of safeguards, but I'm much more comfortable.
But the clawback is the fact that you don't do it, you're out of here. I think purely from a development standpoint, I don't have a problem with it. And then again, I don't know whether you to consider the incentive part, because that's not really our role as an airport board. It may be something you speak, you oppose it tomorrow, saying, I don't think the city ought to give this kind of incentive for this industry. But if it was out there and it didn't, pilot, I'm concerned with the reflect, I don't want to look at, have to be blinded by sunlight and those darn things, so I'm sure the FAA is going to look at that. I mean, that would be devastating if that happened, big burst of light in your face, that would be coming in from the west in the afternoon, have that happen.
It's going to create a problem, it's got to create a problem with the glass reflects. At some point, sometime, if you have to be coming from that way, you're going to be looking into the end of that.
But I'm sure there's experts other than me. I'm not qualified to opine on that.
There may be a company they put on that makes it non-glare too.
Well, I mean, it's a greenhouse. They want to capture as much of it as possible. They don't want it to bounce off and go somewhere else.
I got a question about the money. The money is coming into the airport from the city.
Yeah.
But effectively, the money still belongs to the city, right?
Yeah, but it's dedicated to the use of the airport.
Is that right?
But it's coming from the less. From
what I'm getting at is we can't spend that money unless the city council wants to spend it, right?
They have to appropriate it. That's correct. So
in a way, it's like not having the money.
No, but it's got to be in a fund earmarked because of the FAA, earmarked for the airport, and they can't.
Yeah, they can't deny it.
Yeah, and the way I look at it, they are pre-purchasing grant match and construction projects on the airport, the way I look at it. They're really...
Or land
acquisition. Yeah, well, that's part of it, sure.
Mm-hmm. That part I'm comfortable with, so long as the safeguards
are there. You don't have anything you can put up to show exactly where it is. It's not. Is there anything on what part of the...
No, I don't think he's got his exhibits up yet.
If you go to the council agenda from last week, the week, it shows the map.
Yeah,
pull that up. I don't know if you can tie it in.
Can't you show us on this map?
Yeah, it's over.
Well, I can show you on that map, yeah. This line right, well, here's the main runway. This is our western boundary line, right along here, as you cross from the runway. The road roughly loops around here, comes along here, and right about here starts its curve.
No, but you can show it better with the proximity of the road.
Yeah.
Basically the tree line.
This shows the road.
Right.
You've got the arc right here. The property line of the airport is roughly right, it's off the map right here. And American Fresh Farms would be, that's a water tank, would be, I don't know, somewhere right like this, right onto the road.
Correct.
How far down the road before the curb, the cat of it?
Yeah, I would cut that down.
And to the north of that still leaves enough property to put a Walmart distribution center, 2 million square feet warehouse.
Well, one of those isn't going to come to our airport. But there are other kind of uses that are like that.
I think you were worried about, you know, we still have the acreage for a non-aviation large firm to come in, the aviation or non-aviation. The only thing being on the west side of the roadway is aviation access.
Yeah. Walmart's a reasonable example, but that's not going to happen. They tried to move one here and you ran them off.
Irish Acres.
Now they have Irish Acres.
Funny to say the golfers one.
Yeah. And that was, they've done a nice job of mitigating that piece of property where you never knew it was there. So I don't think they'll be coming back. Somebody knows. Well, you know, Randy's right. From an airport perspective, I guess I could not get where, you know, philosophically, I disagree with the premise folks do it. But even not philosophically, I disagree with the use here as far as the airport's concerned. So my concern is not so much for the incentives of the other part. It's the other end of the spectrum from the kind of use that we envision for the airport to make. And you would like aviation-related, admittedly, every airport in the United States is looking for the same thing. And some of them have huge amounts of land because they got, they paid a dollar for how many acres for trade, how many acres for trade. Cecil, they got 25,000 acres for a dollar. All kind of buildings, all kind of roads, all kind of infrastructure. So they're looking for the same thing. Jacksonville, of course, is closer to where things are happening than we are, so they got a pretty shot at it. A lot of competition for that.
Yeah.
So the opportunity for that to happen is pretty slim.
So you're going to have somebody willing to do it.
Yeah, and I think the only question is, are we happy with the $2 million they're paying for the land? Everything else is not our, it's not the board's question. You know, it's maybe an individual question, but if we're willing to do the land, that's the question, I think.
How was that arrived at, appraisal?
It was Albright Associates did the appraisal about 3 months ago.
How much is it there?
$25,000, I think it worked out to. I mean, it's too bad they didn't try this 2 years ago.
But if they try 2 months from now,
But I think you all are looking at it the right way. From a personal standpoint, if any do voice your opinion is tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Today is as the board, looking at the aviation standpoint. If you are our experts.
I think I'm going to have to approve.
Yeah, from a practical standpoint, whether we approve it or disapprove it, it's not
a problem.
The advisory board, they can do what they want to do anyway. This is the passive part of the process. So, you know, I guess from that standpoint, we're not going to stop the project dead in track by either voting against it or moving along and put the value for it. Or question. Who was it?
Oh, but the value of my food, you sold. It rings well.
Hey, but maybe you're wrong here. Let's think all the tomatoes you'll have.
Well, I got involved in so many of these kind of things with corporation. And
so you work for a little company, don't you? You work for a big company.
Yeah, sure do.
leased, it would be leased from the city, I'm sorry, it would be leased from the airport to the city. The city would then in turn sublease it to American Fresh Farms.
Now, if 5 years from now this falls through, the city has this building, piece of land, whatever, would it be the FAA's job to say what they can and can't do with it?
No.
Because it's, if we sell it, it's not ours.
But there are, the easement stays with the property. Yeah, the easement stays with the property.
When's the last time you've been out of Leedsburg?
Drove by a couple of weeks ago.
What's going on there? Just look. I mean, buildings, stretching out new facilities, they've run out of room. They don't have any place left to go. And it's just one building, one activity after another.
Talking about on 27.
And, you know, we're coming to that point up here because we've got the land, we've got the facility, we've got the airport, we've got a tower. And we're the next one.
Well, what are we saving for? Martin, what are we saving?
I mean, what?
I think aviation.
Aviation related.
Well, it's still aviation probably arguably available. We have an advantage over airports like Leedsburg, though, because Leedsburg's got a lake on two sides. You got a major highway.
Yeah, on major highway. Yeah, exactly.
They're landlocked. Mm-hmm. And they can't go into the lake because you start filling the lake and the environmentalists can go crazy. So they got work to go for tourists.
But they got parts supplies, they got the builders of facilities, they've got, it's just an ongoing program.
They had a much smaller piece of property to start with, so that it was easier to do something like that. Admittedly, it would take a while to fill up what we do. Do they want to make a motion? Or we just, do we have a motion for this, or we just call a question based on the up or down vote?
Are you going to have that sort of vote?
Well, you can have a motion to approve the agreement as presented.
Aviation.
Or the concept. Or the concept. You can approve the concept. The spirit of the format.
That way there's tennis with nothing.
Bill, call the board.
You can ask the answer.
Well, we haven't had any voting yet.
What's that?
I so moved.
What do you move?
Well, we approved the aviation part of the contract.
Where is
that? The part that applies to the aviation.
The four provisions, you mean you approve Article 9 or?
Yes.
If we do that, let's break it up. You can approve the aviation related provisions that would include paragraph 9, that would include, 13.1.2, that would include the navigation easement, and any other aviation related restrictions as presented in the agreement.
So those are scattered out, so we need a little bit.
Yeah, that's the only problem with doing it that way.
If you call the numbers and you leave one out, theoretically you just approve it.
Yeah.
So I think just leaving it as an aviation related portions, it's probably better than calling out by section by paragraph.
Who's seconding?
Hold on. Where is the easement?
Towards the back. One of the last three pages of agreement. Last four pages. find it?
No.
Here, last four pages, take the whole packet, last four pages.
Oh, oh.
For the numbering changes.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
All the way in the back.
Where the last eight.
Where does it refer to?
Last four double pages. That's the page you all look for.
Where does it refer? I saw it in here where they had to execute it.
Here is the 7.3.
Here, yep.
Is there any other FAA contingency in there? That's the paragraph 9, isn't it?
Yes, I believe it is. Under interim activities, on section 14, there's a footnote that explains that during the interim lease that AFF or the city would be paying fair market value. That's an FAA requirement, but it mentions that, but it's...
This thing is so complicated, it would be very easy for us to miss something.
Could we just talk about the aviation related point? Or points, for good in that fashion? As opposed to the calling point and all else?
Purchase price was 9. No, it wasn't 9. $13.11.
I
Would you like to add the abrogation easement in the variance?
That's in seven.
Oh.
Paragraph seven.
Well, that's, okay.
Second.
7.3 is the abrogation.
Okay. So it'll include the exhibit.
Well, is that, do we have to prove the I think probably 13.1.8 is the interim lease, right? That calls for lease payments of fair market value.
It is.
All right, let me amend it to 13.1.8. And 14.2 is that referred to 13.1.8, that's the interim lease. Do you have that?
Mm-hmm.
You want to read it back?
Sure. Paragraph 7.3, paragraph 9, 13.11, 13.1.2, 13.119, 13.118, and 14.2.
Put 13.1.8 before
13.1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any more.
Are
you going
to make that motion?
I did make that motion.
Okay. There was another motion made. Would you withdraw your first motion?
It was never second.
Okay, it was never second. Okay, is there a motion? Is there a second?
Second.
Second. And a motion. Is there any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
I got to reflect here. It wouldn't have mattered anyway, but I changed my vote to an affirmative from the standpoint of what we're talking about here. I'll voice my concern about the concerns I have with relative to the big picture.
11 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, you'll be there at 11.
I'll be there before that, which I have already.
Okay.
The way we can, yes, it's the aviation aspect of it. I'm looking at it. I agree with you, Paul. Here, you got to think from the standpoint of the board.
Looking at the credentials of these guys.
Well, the city supposedly done that. That's supposed to be bad. One of them is very well for
right,
individuals.
Let's hope that they are what they say, that they're spending all their money.
I agree with you. But I think those kind of comments would be better if you brought the 11 o'clock tomorrow instead of the time. About that forum, right now we can flop our jaws all we want. Nobody's listening to us. And they're going to listen to us in terms of
we listen to you.
Yeah.
The reason everybody in here listens, but nobody at the council is going to do anything.
Gary, just think, if he gets the money, instead of chips, you get something a little better. But that's an incentive,
we'll
so
see.
We can't do that.
Maybe we'll start the sandwiches again.
No chips, no sandwiches. We're going to get
we had sandwiches every meeting the first 2 years.
And Jerry gets his miss all the time.
Well, I don't want to be known as the airport that grows tomatoes. God damn it.
I will add this, the airport
grows tomatoes. Let's rewind that.
We're growing the economy.
Maybe we can
tell us how we have money with Jerry.
What can we buy? What can we buy with all that money?
I think the board needs an airplane of their own. The members.
I think they close the meeting.
And then fly around the airport to be able to look at the infrastructure.
I mean, to expand the runway, what property do you need to expand?
To the south.
Everything.
Across 38.
Across 38.
There's an easement on the other side of 38 that we don't need, but we need to pick up everything on the north side of 38.
Yeah.
It's about $12 million.
Well, do
To purchase the property and to construct the extension.
How long would it cost to purchase the property?
Half of that.
Yeah, but any other?
Probably half of that.
Well, right now it's down. Yeah.
Well, I'd use that $2 million for,
We could have had that property for $80,000.
I know.
Bring in general aviation, that's.
See, all they could do is somebody else didn't go negotiate on behalf of the board like they were.
We would pursue an FAA grant to purchase the property. Absolutely. That kind of, when we're talking millions like that.
And what would the city have to put up?
They bought it in the run.
5%.
Because they were buying jets.
That's where it's going at.
Yeah, see?
So back then, they could have bought 8 acres, they could have called.
And if the state contributes, then it would only be 2.5%. Oh, yes, it was early in the.
I don't know if that was a concern.
Here it is.
Every tomato will have the city name on it. How am I getting this in here?
Page 11, section 4.8. Under branding, AFF shall promote city's role in its operations in a commercially reasonable manner, such as noticeably displaying Ocala on its shipping boxes and including its Ocala address in all promotional materials or advertising. Further, AFF will, upon request of city, provide reasonable support for city's ongoing economic recruitment activities, including providing testimonials or similar statements to be utilized by city in marketing literature developed by city.
Oh, there's some beautiful work in here. I'll tell you.
It's
the wrong principle.
In the airport.
Or not say city airport.
I'm sorry?
When they say such as, does that mean they have to do it? It sounds like you're suggesting they do it and not, make sure they do it.
Well, I think it provides examples of how to do it.
It's a requirement. It's a requirement just to.
We're wasting time.
It's a